This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Continuing our conversation on fracking, Michigan and the U.S. are certainly not the only places on the planet dealing with this issue. It's starting to be a problem, or at least an issue, in Europe as well. So joining us is BBC reporter Russell Padmore. So Russell, where are you starting to see horizontal hydraulic fracturing, and what's been the response?
It's interesting, actually, that here in Europe, there's an awful lot of opposition against rock fracturing, hydraulic rock fracturing or fracking, largely on environmental grounds. In the north of England, last year, we heard complaints that maybe a company called Quadrilla were responsible for earthquakes. But the main concern here in Europe has been environmental concerns, pollution to water supplies in particular. I can tell you right now, France has got a ban on fracking. We've had beer brewers in Germany urging the government to make sure there are bans on it because they are quite fearful of contamination to groundwater. You can understand the beer industry is quite a key sector for industry in Germany. It's worth bearing in mind that Western Europe relies on gas coming from Russia. About 30, maybe 40% sometimes in the winter of our gas, natural gas, is coming from Russia. So in theory, the development of the huge gas reserves, the shale gas here in many nations, could actually help reduce this European reliance on supplies from Russia. I should tell you, the UK has lifted its moratorium on rock fracturing a few months ago. Romania has as well. The Netherlands or Holland is re-evaluating its ban right now.
So what are they doing to ensure that there are regulations in place so you can avoid contamination of water sources and the other problems associated with fracking?
Well, this is where the politicians come in, particularly at the European Union level, monitoring what's going on in all nations from Brussels. I should say, though, that European Union's energy policies have been for several years now to lean on these old smokestack industries. Think of the chemical industry, for example. These industries are trying to fit in with new rules and regulations to be much greener, to reduce their carbon emissions, and that's adding to their costs. Now, it's kind of interesting that many companies, indeed several countries here, those are in favour of rock fracturing, look to the United States and say, look, those shale gas reserves are proving quite a cheap source of energy for many companies.
One final question, Russell. In the United States, we're still quite heavily reliant on coal for energy production. They're arguing that using this cheaper natural gas means half the CO2 emissions. I know that's an important issue in the UK. Is that being used as an argument there to displace some of the coal-generated power?
Well, we've been in a situation here in Europe for a long time that natural gas has been the growing source of the energy that these power stations use to fire themselves up to produce electricity. Complaints for many years about so-called acid rain landing here in the UK from those smokestack chimneys of German coal-fired power stations, and there is a greater move towards natural gas. I mentioned shale gas, for example. Here's one of the huge problems. Poland, we know, according to all the reports, has huge reserves of shale gas. Rock fracturing, the fracking process, could be the way to go for Poland. Many US and Canadian energy companies plan to explore in the country. The trouble is, of 13 wells planned, only two got drilled. The problem was that the local government in Warsaw suddenly started insisting that these foreign companies have a local partner. Then suddenly punitive taxes got slapped on the industry. We saw the likes of ExxonMobil, Talisman and Marathon Oil basically walking away from Poland. There's still such huge opposition on largely environmental grounds here in Europe, and it's going to be a challenge for those who see it as a cheap source of energy getting over all of those concerns about pollution to water supplies. We have a huge argument going on here, and there doesn't look like any answer to it in the short term.
Russell Padmore is a business reporter with the BBC. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Good being with you.